This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1200. Avoid being accident prone on IELTS.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Are you accident prone? You may need to discuss how easily you are injured on IELTS, so listen in for today's Band 9 vocabulary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, Aubrey, we have another great gift for our students today. We have an All Ears English podcast episode because we don't want you guys to forget about our sister show, the All Ears English podcast. So we are bringing you an episode today with vocabulary that is fantastic to describe people, which you know, guys, you have to do on IELTS speaking a lot. So what kind of people are we going to learn about today?
Right. Michelle and Lindsay did this great episode with really good vocab about injuries, how easily you get injured if you're accident prone, and then all of this great specific vocabulary for describing some injuries, which might not be something you've thought to discuss with a speaking partner in English before.
I know.
So you could be asked about this and you need this specific vocab. So I'm excited for you guys to hear this episode. Make sure to take notes today, full of great vocabulary.
Remember, guys, Aubrey and I will be back with a regular IELTS episode in the next one. But today we want to bring you this from All Ears English. Remember, wherever you are listening or watching, type in All Ears English, guys, and hit subscribe or follow so you don't miss one of those episodes. All right. Without further ado, I love saying that. Let's get into All Ears English.
Hey, Michelle, I have a question for you.
Yes. What is it?
Well, when you were a kid, were you accident prone? Were you always scraping your knee, falling down, breaking your arm or things like that, or not so much?
I'm sure I got a lot of scrapes, but I don't want to jinx it. I've never broken a bone.
Actually, I don't think I have either, to be honest. Yeah, that's a good thing. So how'd you manage to get through?
I did sprain my ankle. I don't know. I did like sprain my ankle once. But I had one of my best friends, she was like known for was it breaking her wrist? I don't know. She she was the accident prone one. And like, it was one of those situations where she had done it so much that like, you know, those people like before it rains, they can tell because they feel the pressure.
Gosh, that's awful. So would it break more easily again the next time because it's the bones never healed fully?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's what it was. But yeah, I mean, so you also didn't get injured that much?
I also don't really know what it feels like to break a bone. Thank goodness. Let's knock on wood, both of us right now. And all our listeners should do the same. I have hit a tree on skis when I was a teenager. I did that. And I've maybe a hairline fracture. I broke my wrist. So I did fracture my wrist, a hairline, but I've never like broken an arm or things you see on TV where like the bone's coming out. I've never done anything like that. Thank goodness. And I've sprained an ankle before, but that's it.
We need to have Aubrey on to talk about this. She like has like all these like crazy stories.
Aubrey has done a lot of has had a lot of injuries, I think, for sure. She would be the expert today.
yeah. Mm-hmm. We're gonna go over vocab though for these situations. If you do get an injury, yes. Like when you're a kid, like you might call it like a boo boo.
Yeah, right. But not as an adult.
Or an ouchie. Yeah. Did you call your injuries or your cuts or scrapes boo boos when you were little?
I guess I did, Michelle. It's so long ago, right? I'm sure I did, but I don't remember. And I know for kids, they always have like the colored band-aids and things with, who knows, like dinosaurs or whatever on them, you know? So that's kind of fun for them. But definitely, guys, be clear here. That vocabulary is not for adults. So you, if you get hurt, you would never say, I got a boo-boo or I got an ouchie. That's just for kids.
Unless you're talking to your kids like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, no, but my son has become like, sometimes he'll like get something and it's like nothing. And he's like, I have a boo-boo. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like,
yeah.
I think it is because then the kids like the Band-Aids.
They like the Band-Aids. They like the attention. I think it's more than just the Band-Aids, Michelle. Yes. It's you going up to them and holding them and, let's go get you a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Oh, of course they do. Adults like that too, right? I mean, adults can be drama kings and queens too. They get hurt and they want their partner to come over and say, oh my gosh, what happened? Are you okay? When I was a kid, I hated that. I actually remember once I scraped my leg on a pool diving board. Like I did a weird dive and I like on the way down, I hit my leg on the diving board itself and everyone saw. I was mortified. I would get embarrassed when I would get hurt and I didn't want people to know. Like I would curl up and I'd be like, I'm fine. I hated it when people would come over and say, are you okay? I hated that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that makes sense too.
Yeah.
So we're going to go over some adult words that you can use when you get an injury. So this is a heavy vocab episode. So you want to definitely write these down. And also we want to remind you guys that we have the IELTS Energy podcast and I'm sure Aubrey tells some crazy stories over there about injuries.
Oh my gosh. Go over there and hear all about injuries that Aubrey's had and learn about IELTS, guys. We have 14 years of examiner expertise and knowledge over there. That is pretty much more than anything you can find anywhere on the internet. So if you want to work with true IELTS experts, work over there with Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter on the IELTS Energy podcast. Go find it right now and hit follow in your podcast player. Okay, good stuff.
Awesome. All right, so let's go through and we're going to talk about these and we're going to talk about if we've had these or when they usually happen.
Okay.
So what's the first one, Lindsay?
A paper cut. These are so annoying. This happens to me now. You don't have to be a kid to have this happen to you, right? Just a tiny little, like, let's say I accidentally move this paper. We can see on YouTube, guys, we're on YouTube, right? Like this. Oh, the little annoying, little pesky little cut you get.
It's like a little line. Mm-hmm. And it's such a minor thing, but it's like one of the more annoying ones, you know?
Yes.
It's just for some reason gross and annoying and hurts.
And it can be deep. It's like paper thin. I like that expression, by the way. That's going to be a key word for today. It's paper thin, but it can be deep, this kind of paper cut, right? And so not so good, but definitely a typical office injury.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Around the office. So this is not a fun one. And then there's a regular cut, and that's not necessarily from paper, and it's usually like a larger thing, a cut. A paper cut is like teeny, you know, like this.
Paper thin.
Whereas, you know, paper thin. Like a cut is like a little bit different. So you might get, this episode is making me get the heebie-jeebies.
what comes to mind for me, Michelle, is cooking. Have you ever chopped your finger? Or
do you remember my avocado story by any chance?
I don't remember that one. Would you tell that one again?
I would tell it. Yes. So I took a cooking class and I was terrible in the cooking class. I mean, the worst of all the people in the class. And I took it with a friend. I mean, really, like I was just like the one who like ended up like hanging out in the back of the group, like, yes, like that's
that would be me too. Okay.
Like good. And so they were working on us like working on knife skills and the avocado pit. The teacher taught us to like take the half with the pit and just take the knife and go
get it. Yeah, and pull it out.
Twist it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, twist it. And, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I was really proud of myself and felt very confident because I knew how to do that. And I was, this is when I just started dating Dan, and we were having like, he was coming down to stay with my family over the winter break, and we were actually going to go on a tour of the White House, and we had it all planned. Oh, cool. And it was the morning, we were staying with my family, and my sister-in-law was making breakfast, and she was like, "Oh, Michelle, you want to show us your avocado skills?" So I went out. And I was like, yeah, yeah. I like remember like I ran out. I was like, let me show you. And I held it and my mom was watching me and she was like, what are you, like I kept on like this. And she was like, what are you doing? Why are you cutting into your hand? Stop it. Like, don't cut into your hand. And I was like, mom, like it's fine.
Oh my God.
Like, one, two.
And you went right into your hand. And you missed the avocado. Did you like miss the avocado completely? Yeah. And went right into your hand. Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I have a little, you can't see.
Oh, yeah.
We had to cancel. Well, actually, the funny thing was that a couple people still went to the White House, but but some of us didn't, and I had to get a couple stitches. And so, wow. Anyway, that was a cut.
Okay, that's a good one. I cannot top that. That's good stuff. You were overconfident. Your mom had the mother's intuition, and she had some cooking skills, right? Some real knife skills in the kitchen, and it led to disaster. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I've heard a similar story with a friend of a friend who was cutting oysters. You know how when you shuck the oysters, and she went right into her wrist, like right there. Oh, yeah, not good. Not good. So these are cuts. These are real cuts. These are not paper cuts, guys. So there's a big difference between a paper cut and a cut, okay?
And then there are scrapes, right? And that's like what you hear like a lot with like the little kids, like but a scrape can be like it's light, like you, it doesn't usually break the skin, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, usually,
but maybe a little. It's like scrape. Kind of peeling. That's peeling.
I think there's also, I'm going to add a bonus here, just like to skin your knee, right? To skin your knee or something. To skin would be like a deeper than a scrape. But yeah, a scrape, you look, it's just a line that you can see. There's been some kind of an injury, but usually I think the skin hasn't broken. But to skin a knee would be more of the skin actually comes off. That happened to me sandboarding last fall in the Great Sand Dunes in Colorado. I mean, when you fall, you're boarding, you're on a board, you're going down the hill, down the dune, and you fall, then you've got the sand will skin your knee. And I had a pretty big skinned knee for quite a while. Yeah, it was bad. It got worse. At first I was like, oh, no big deal. And then a week later, I'm like, oh, this is actually a bad injury. Yeah. So good stuff, Michelle.
Oh, geez. Okay. Well, there's so many more. I mean, we're going to go through a few more, but I'm just thinking like twist and pull, and there's so many more that maybe we'll have to do a follow-up. But then there's also to bruise, right? A bruise. So this is a mark that looks like it's black and blue and maybe sometimes
or green yellow.
Yeah,
we can get lots of creative colors depending on how bad it is, right, Michelle? Yeah.
So this is usually from bumping something.
Right.
And then there's sprain, right? And that's like to sprain your ankle. What is it technically?
Technically, I guess the difference between a sprain and a break, right? You have a broken ankle or a sprained ankle. I've also sprained my ankle skiing as a kid. I've never broken it. I guess I'm not a doctor. So, just as a qualification, I guess when you have a broken ankle, you just break it. Like it just sever or it just breaks. And a sprain is just, it's been turned, the ligaments. It's probably more about the ligaments being strained, I'm guessing, but I could be completely wrong. So it is different. Maybe a sprain is worse than a break because, different things are I'm not sure. I'd have to try both.
Guys, if we have any doctors on here, let us know.
Our doctor listeners are probably cringing as we speak. Getting it wrong.
Right. Oh, no. And then there's, of course, a broken bone. And usually that's something that needs a cast. And if you're a kid, wear it to school and everybody signs your cast, right?
Of course. Yeah, that was always a big thing. And then I remember kids signing kids' casts and then they'd get it off and they always said it felt weird and their arms were all skinny because they had not been building up any muscle, atrophied, right?
Yes. There is a lot that, a lot of vocabulary for this. So should we do a role play?
Yeah, let's do a role play here. Let's do it. So here we are, college friends, and we're talking about our days playing lacrosse. Now, lacrosse can be a brutal game, and so can rugby. Rugby, I feel like, is the scariest. Oh. Have you ever gone to a rugby game?
I haven't, but I've seen an episode of Friends about it.
Okay, I feel like it's football, but without the padding, which seems crazy to me. So,
yeah, that's probably not a game that I'll be playing.
No, me neither. All right, here we go.
Okay. All right. So, oh man, I got so many injuries from lacrosse. I always had bruises and scrapes on my legs. And there was that one time I got a broken arm.
Oh yeah, I remember. We all signed your cast. I got a lot of bumps and bruises too, and actually cuts. Even that silly paper cut when I was looking at the roster. Ugh.
Right. Oh, didn't you sprain your ankle once too?
Oh yeah. Oh, that was horrible. I hated pulling muscles. That's why I always stretched.
Yeah, I even hurt my funny bone once.
Oh my gosh. You know what is the worst injury you could get? The worst. What do you think it is? I mean, this is my opinion, I'm going to say, but I'm going to say the worst. Any guess? Any guess of what you think it could be?
Something to your teeth?
Tailbone. The tailbone. That is the worst. You know why? Because then you can't sit down for like a year. I remember in tennis, we were backpedaling and I fell. Freshman year, I was trying to impress my coach. Went too fast, backpedaling, fell back, sprained my wrist, and then bruised my tailbone. And I couldn't sit. Literally, I could not sit down for a year without being in pain.
Are you serious?
You have to sit on one of those donuts. Those donut things?
Yeah, the donuts. Yep, I know it's the donuts.
So, don't ever injure your tailbone.
Oh, that's really scary. Oh, God. This is really making me very superstitious. I'm knocking all over the place.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, I can't believe, I almost, when I was planning this, I was like, I don't even know if I can talk about this.
You're okay. It sounds like you live a pretty safe life, though, Michelle. I mean, these things happen to people that are off swinging from the trees, right? Like, mostly. But then we never know. I mean, there's always, like, ice and stuff and winter, that kind of thing, so...
And then there's things like, you know, not necessarily it could be from an injury, but people have like chronic pain from something. That means like that's not going to go away. I have chronic pain in the back of my knee.
In your knee? In the back of your knee? That seems like a weird place for it.
It's not interesting. It's not like my kneecap, but like the actual back of the leg. Like if this is like my leg. Like,
okay. Yeah. Wow. What's that? Is that from an injury or is that just, it's just there?
I don't know.
Okay,
I've tried to look into it. I'm going to look into it more soon, but it's to the point where every night I'm 100 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I ice it or I have a heating pad and
Jeez, Michelle. Oh, my goodness. All right.
I'm falling apart.
Guys, as you can see, I mean, this is a normal conversation of two people in their 30s, 40s, right? This is, by the time you get to your 30s, your mid-30s or your 30s, you've had injury experiences. So native speakers are going to talk about these things. And that's why we're talking about this today. You need this vocab to connect. There's also been a lot of laughter on this episode, Michelle, right? Which is what you're going to...
Sharing stories.
Because a lot of injuries happen out of just being stupid, right? We did something stupid. And that's fun to share, you know? So you could connect in this moment around your injuries, right?
It's true. Like that avocado story, I tell that. I mean, I don't tell it all the time now, but I actually used to tell it in class as like a lesson. I used to do a lot with it. And there's, you know, there's so much that you can, like, with one of these stories, maybe one day, like, I'll bring my avocado story again and we'll go through, like, the whole, like, how I told it and, like, what points maybe I decided to use humor, you know, things like that. Like, you know, telling kind of a story about yourself and, like, really, like, going through it.
I love that, Michelle.
Maybe that would be a good bonus. Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be really cool how to take an experience and turn it into a funny story, right? How to take, especially self-deprecating story.
Yeah.
I just have to ask you one thing. How do you cut your avocados now? What's your new method?
Oh, it took me so long to, I was like so petrified of knives after that. And still I'm not like thrilled with them. How do I cut my avocados now? So I did get an avocado slicer.
Oh.
But I don't understand if the avocado is actually ripe. Like
it should come out easily, right?
Kind of pop it out. Like I don't even know why they're. And oh, but I do. Sorry, just really quick. Very soon after that, I went to dinner with a friend, and I was at a restaurant, and we happened to be like there were like a lot of the chefs were like on, you know, like cooking out in the open.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And literally there were like two guys that were like going through and just cutting the avocado
like that
out.
That same way?
Yes, just like that. And okay. I couldn't look at it. It was so soon that I was like, ah!
Yeah, it's the avocados and the shucking, oyster shucking. Scary stuff. You got to be careful. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love
that. Oh my gosh, we didn't go through the role play.
Well, Michelle, let's just go real quick and then we'll finish up.
Okay, so, real quick. Yes.
Real quick. Yeah, yes. Yeah. So you said, oh man, I got so many injuries from lacrosse. I always had bruises and scrapes on my legs, right? And there was the time I got a broken arm. So guys, we know that vocabulary, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I said, I had tons of bumps and bruises too. And oh, you said, and actually cuts.
Cuts, yes.
And then you said even that silly paper cut I got when I was looking at the roster.
Exactly. And again, remember, guys, paper cut's a little thinner than a cut. It happens to be due to a paper going across your skin. And yep. Then I said, you said, right, didn't you sprain your ankle once too? Right. Sprain is not break. It's something more. I think it's the ligaments, but we're not 100% sure. So don't quote me on that if you're a doctor. All right, Michelle, I think we already gave the takeaway to our listeners. Yes. It's that clearly we've connected around our own stupidity, right? Our own injuries,
I love it.
Our own physical mistakes, right? So this is what you can do too, because now you have the vocab to do it. Good stuff, Michelle. All right.
This was fun, Lindsay. Stay safe.
Stay safe. Talk to you soon. Right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
I love this so much because I really identify with this vocab, Aubrey. I gotta tell you, I am so accident prone. I am clumsy as heck.
That's so funny. I am sometimes. My kids really are. They're always getting injured. I'm like, how did you even do that?
I know. What happened?
I know, my kid too.
I love their role plays. I love doing the role plays on Allers English. I love Michelle and Lindsay's role plays. Students email us all the time about how helpful these are to hear the vocab in real sentences, real conversations. Yeah. And now, guys, just thinking about how useful this is for IELTS when you're describing yourself or someone else who was injured to have this specific vocab. It's so vital.
Yeah. So, I mean, we don't do role plays here on IELTS Energy. And guys, if you go to All Ears English, the great thing about those role plays, they're done mostly in the vocab episodes, right? Mm-hmm. And it gives you a chance to see how to use these new phrases in context, how to pronounce them as well. So you guys should listen to those role plays and pause the episode and repeat, mimic, copy the way they speak, and especially the entire sentence. So you get used to that grammar as well.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So don't forget about All Ears English, guys, because you know that IELTS is not just about testing skills. It's an English test. So right now, guys, type in the search bar All Ears English or just go to allearsenglish.com/follow. All right. Sweet. Aubrey, I'll see you for a regularly scheduled IELTS programming in the next one.
Awesome. See you next time, Jess.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.